Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. I am blessed to be back here with you guys. I went on a little bit of a hiatus. I've been trying to space these podcasts out so I can kind of get more done. I don't know how y'all liking this 2 weeks, every 2 weeks. Y'all let me know how y'all liking this every 2 weeks. Because if y'all not liking it, we got to do something else. You know what I'm saying? We may have to bring one every week back. You know what I'm saying? But it all depends on you guys. If y'all love it and believe it's week to week worthy, I will be here every week. If y'all believe I can do it every 2 weeks and with hopes of getting more done, because y'all know I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I love being an artist. I'm a father. I love being a father. I'm really in a transitional period in my life right now, like new house, new car. I'm getting Justice a new car, new job. My baby about to graduate kindergarten. I mean, preschool. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm really excited about everything to come, and I'm grateful to be busy. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all giving me their grace. I know like the last few episodes, y'all had telling me I was looking a little tired. You know what I'm saying? I do be. Life be kicking my ass. You know what I'm saying? A good massage will help every now and then. But I want to welcome everybody who's new. Everybody, this may be your first time catching this podcast live. This may be your first time catching this podcast at all. And if it is, welcome to the home of the lovers, where we attempt to create a safe space for hopeless romantics, for those who just happen to fall in love off everything they've known, off everything they've seen, off everything they've believed in hopes of being married and starting those families. And listen, I'm Dimitri. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm just a lover myself. That's how all this began. What's been going on? The raffle, right? We went to Dreamville and we had a ball. I don't know if y'all have seen the vlog, but if you have not seen the vlog, check the vlog out. Justice may be the worst bowl I've ever seen in my fucking life, but that's my dog and I give him a pass, you know? But we had a time. T, I hope you enjoyed it. If you are watching, I hope you had a ball. I hope Kiki had a ball. Look, I invited someone, right? She won the raffle. Miss T won the raffle. She invited her friend Kiki, who invited another friend. You understand what I'm saying? I thought I was Oprah out there throwing tickets around. I thought I was, you know what I'm saying? Alley-oops off the glass. They was dunking it. But we had a ball. We had a really, really good time. It was, believe it or not, I might have had more fun outside of the festival than I did inside the festival. It was just good company, a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? Car karaoke. We was in our element. And I was proud to have catching a break. Right. I plan on doing more raffles in the future. I don't know when y'all think I should. I thought about doing one for the Chris Brown, but I don't know. I don't know about it. It's feeling too soon for me. I got to kind of build everything up that I'm looking to build. This podcast will be in a new space soon. There's a lot going on, but now's not the time for that. Now's the time for the Lost Lover Boy podcast. And today's episode, I want to talk about the difference in loving someone, right, and being in love with someone. And to me, this is a incredible skipped detail that our generation just keeps getting wrong and wrong and wrong. And if you listen, everybody say, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. No, you're not. Maybe that relationship began 2 months ago. You're not in love with that man yet. You ain't seen the bad in that man. You haven't even seen all of that man. You're not in love yet. Cut it out, right? Because that's the thing, like we say we in love, and I take that super personal. If you know me, I'm a lover, and I take it super personal, because to be in love is a privilege. To be in love is rewarding, it's gratifying, it's self healing, it teaches you, it helps you learn about others. It's incredible, right? And I'm just saying, being in love in general, whether you're in love with someone or someone is in love with you, both are incredible. I'm be honest with you. Both are incredible feelings. But the thing about it is, our generation just keeps running over these words like they don't matter. Running over these words like they're the same thing. Baby, it's not the same thing. It's not. Y'all just met, right? And if y'all just break up, you ain't hurt by it. Heartbreak comes when you're in love with somebody. And I was listening to this song earlier. Y'all know I be car karaoke, be stupid.
That man say, what he say in that song? He say, somebody tell me why it feels like I'm dying. What he say? He say, Lord, what's come over me? Oh, baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you? Yeah, you know what I'm singing. You know what I'm saying? But the idea of it is, that's what heartbreak feels like. Heartbreak feels like borderline death. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody be swearing they heartbroken after these two-week breakups, or we fucked up in the dating stage. You're not heartbroken, right? You were attached to something, and you had to detach. All you going through is detachment. That's all you working on right now. You know what I'm saying? Your heart has not carved this person's face in it. We ain't made it to that point yet. You know what I'm saying? Slow down. And as a lover, I just feel like with it being so, what music sold? So many people use your name in vain. Love. And this is all I'm saying. So many people say they in it and they know what it is, but it's in vain because you don't. Listen, I wish you did. I wish everybody on the planet got to experience what being in love was, right? And I'm talking about in love. In all actuality, to be honest, do I believe many people have been in love with me? Probably not. Do I believe the person I was in love with was in love with me? I believe she was at a point, you know, but I feel like just like you can fall in love, you can fall out of love, right? And it, a lot of times you may fall in love, right? But then in that same relationship, y'all together so long, y'all trying to hold it together for so long that you fell out of love, right? And now it's easy to walk away from this person. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You fall out, you fall in. If this person wasn't it, listen, I'm always advocate for you to get up and find someone who's going to love you better. If you know that's not your person, don't sit there. I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, don't work things out. I'm not saying don't apologize, don't mend fences. But what I'm saying is, if you know it's not your person, don't waste your time. Listen, if that's something I cannot stress enough about, out of all things in the world, time is not to be wasted. I was having this conversation with somebody earlier today, actually. All I want in life, I've never dreamed of being rich. I've never dreamed of being famous. I've only dreamed of having enough to take care of the people I love. Right? Only. And I think that oftentimes people say they want love, or say they're in love, or you don't know in love yet. You can love somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with telling somebody I love you. I love you. I could love a stranger, right? I could love my dog. I could love my car. I could love my house. You can love anything. Some people love money, right? You can love anything on the planet, but being in love comes with a sacrifice, right? You know how people create these scenarios? Because I'm an extremist myself, and I do it all the time. We do it on Clubhouse a lot, right? We create these extreme situations, and I like to challenge people's belief, right? The idea of you being in love with money. Let's say somebody says, oh, I am in love with money. That's how much I need it, right? If there is a limit to where it goes, you're not in love with money. If there's a ceiling of how far you'll go, you're not in love with money, right? If somebody be like, oh, go kill your mama, I'll give you $1 million. If you ain't willing to kill your mama, you ain't in love with that money. If you ain't willing to do the unthinkable for that money, you ain't in love with that money. Because being in love with somebody means you literally do anything for them. You literally hurt yourself to see them happy. You literally hurt yourself to save them, right? And I remember being in love, and I would always ask the person, like, if God came down and he said, I got to go or you got to go, like, no question, I was gone. No question, I was gone. I was in love. No question. Whatever it takes to save this person, I'm on it. God, I want it. You understand what I'm saying? I could think of a million songs that tell you what being in love feels like. A million songs, right? And if you don't resonate with those songs, you don't know what being in love feels like. If there's not a single love song that you resonate with to the highest degree, you don't know what being in love feels like. Right? Because that's all it is. People explaining it their way, and through the same lens of you being in love, you can see exactly what they mean. Right? It's amazing to me that people blur the line so easily. You just got in this relationship talking about you in love. You're not in love. You may love this person. You may have love for this person. But being in love comes with a sacrifice that loving someone does not. Right? If you're not 110% willing to change things, 110% willing to mend fences or be the bigger person or be the smaller person. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, love takes that. Being in love takes that. Right? There's things I will do for my son that I will do for nobody else on this planet. As his father, I am in love with that young man. I am in love with what I created. Right? And I'm going to be in love with my wife the same way. I'm going to be in love with my future daughter the same way. I love my family the same way. There's things that I will do for this young man that the world cannot explain. Rob a bank, bury a body. I will. And listen, police, if you listen, none of this has happened yet. But if ever my son in trouble, you better know daddy to the rescue, because I'm in love with my little being. And regardless if he's in love with his dad the same way or not, I still owe him that love. That's what being in love is, right? Being in love being in love is a lot. Just to speak on the heartbreak aspect of being in love in like, what you had ends while you're still in love, that's heartbreak to the highest degree, right? Heartbreak when you are in love with somebody feels like physical pain, right? It'll change your whole trajectory. It'll change your whole, when you're in love with somebody, right? You may be starving all day long, right? But something happens with this person, it'll shift your whole appetite. This person in trouble, you forgot you're hungry, you ain't ate for 10 more hours. That's what being in love is. See, love will be like, yeah, I know they kind of fucked up, but I still need to go and run by Wendy's one time. I could pull through this drive-through, you know what I'm saying? You're going to do that before you go pick them up from jail. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in love, you already there. I'm doing 80 and 60 fucking ticket. You there already. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the needs of this person your heart wants to fulfill. Being in love with somebody has less to do with them and more about how you view them. You understand what I'm saying? What they do for your heart. And it's less about what they do for you. You see, but you can love somebody for all they do for you. But when you're in love for the right reasons, it ain't what they do for you. It's not what they do for you. It's how your heart feels doing for them. Right? Me and my son went to Mario World over the weekend, and we had a ball, a fucking ball. And, you know, I was glad just to be in a scenario where I found something that my son loves. And I can expand his horizon on that, expand his imagination on that. He was so happy. All he wanted was to get the Mario. All he wanted was to hit the little block coins. That's all my baby wanted. And because I'm in love with this young man, because my heart feels at ease, peaceful, blissful, my heart feels joy from seeing him smile. That's what being in love is. It's less about you. When you in love, major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesno.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet. Even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us,
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Manhater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
You go to the ends of the earth for the littlest things for these people. See, when you love a motherfucker, you just be like, you hungry shit? I'm hungry too. What we gonna eat? What you gonna eat? What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? That's what being, when you in love with somebody, it's less about what you get in return. It's all output and how you feel just off outputting. See, when two people are in love with each other, oh my goodness, what a beautiful relationship. Baby, we getting married. That's where we're going. We're going a distance. Whatever the distance is, meet me at the finish line. We're doing that. Till death do us part, none but it. I just pray today, I'm at the altar and I'm looking at this woman I'm supposed to marry. When I say I'm in love with you, because you know it's going to be in my vows, and my vows going to go right off top. I ain't writing nothing down. I know, girl. I don't need to hear nothing else. I know. My vows going to go right off top. When I say I'm in love with them, and they tell me the same, I pray to God they mean it from the bottom of their heart. You know, because a person can always tell you they're in love with you, but it's signs, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's signs, you know. Because when you're in love with somebody, like what you learn to discover is not a fight. This is easy. You love me, I love you. You'll sacrifice with me, I'll sacrifice with you. What's the problem? You hungry? Baby, I will jog 10 miles to go get you whatever it is you want to eat. But I'm hungry too. Okay, you're going to jog 10 miles in the other direction? With me back in the middle. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's supposed to be. But the world complicates it, and the world makes it hard. See, we've learned that being in love is more about the way society sees us, what we post online, how we look together, if we on vacation or not. Vacation, cool. But do we talk when we not on vacation? Vacation, cool. But when we in that bed laying next to each other at night, is the conversation there? Am I fulfilled in this conversation? Are you teaching me? Are you growing me? Because in all actuality, that's the fastest way to make me. I can't speak on that for other men because I've never had that conversation. But to make me fall in love with you, help me develop myself. I will help you develop yourself. Let's just not make it one-sided. Because think about it like this. Every woman says they the prize. Okay, cool. You're right. You the prize. Right? Every woman says they're a prize, and I get it. Right? But let's put that in scenario. Let's say we at a fair, right? And how you play the little games and you win a little, okay, they say $15 for two shots. You make one, you get a prize. $15 for two shots, it ain't worth it. And that's the thing about it. You may be a prize, but you're not worth it to me. You get what I'm saying? It's not worth it to me. And that's the thing about it. You can view yourself however you want. But when I walk over here and they tell me what I want to hear, what all comes with it. See, everybody want to be the prize, and society told us that women are the prize, and we made this stance, and if a nigga not paying this, he don't care, and all of these other things. That's not rooted in love. That's not what love is. In all those conversations, we attaching love to it, but that's not love. I got a playlist called A Love Song or 20, right? One of my favorite playlists. I'll give you a song off of that comes to my mind. It's JoJo, right? That JoJo song with Lil Bow Wow. You don't have to go nothing by nothing. It's not what I want, baby, it's you. You see what I'm saying? You see that? It ain't about what you do for me. It's about you. Right, now let's go back to this prize scenario, right? The moment I meet someone who adds value to me, or I see a prize that adds value to me and grows me as a man, you know, and adds things to my life that I may not have had before, right? You a stuffed animal. Okay, cool. You the prize for that, and you that it ain't worth it to me, though. You just going to sit on my bed, collect a little dust, and then I'm going to be looking for the next stuffed animal in about, you know, 2 years. And that may be these niggas for y'all, right? But once you find a prize that adds value to your life, oh, shit. Is that a portable charger? Y'all giving out portable chargers if I make two shots? If I'm successful in these dating attempts, y'all giving out portable chargers? My phone always dead. It adds value to me. That prize is worth it. I can pursue that. I can play that game. I don't mind paying that fee. right? Because in the end, there's development. The quickest way for me to fall in love with somebody, add value to me, right? When I was in love originally, my first love, when I was in love in that moment, it's not just that they added value, they mended insecurity for me, right? And that's really what it was. You mended an insecurity for me, and that bodes well for falling in love with somebody. You made me feel seen, you made me feel heard, you made me feel worth it when other people didn't. There's the value you added, okay? I'm gonna fight for that prize. I spend every $15 I got right here for that prize, right? But that was then. That was a very insecure young man. I'm a grown ass man now. You understand what I'm saying? It's different. So it's not about mending an insecurity. I can mend my own insecurities. It's not as easy. I'm not as susceptible to fall in love these days. A good friend of mine hit me up on Instagram and was like, you know, do you believe it's true what they say about us cancers? And the statement was like, we fall in love quick and we so quick to move on. No, that's not true. I said, for me, it's not even that, because I don't fall in love fast, right? I'm not quick to move on. When I'm in love with you, girl, I'm in love with you. You all I see. It's a song like, you're the best thing I never knew I needed. Y'all don't know that? Oh, y'all might be too young for that record, but the thing about it is, I don't fall in love easily, right? I do, however, cancers, in my opinion, do kind of have an infatuation problem. Like, when we crush really hard. When we want something, we want that. I'm on that, right? I'm on a hunt for that. You know, sharpen my spear. I'm on that, right? I will sit at this carnival game and play this until my $15 is up. You know what I'm saying? Until I know I ain't got a chance at winning. And I think that's what it is, where people often misunderstand cancers in that nature. We don't fall in love fast because it's not love. We love everybody, right? And we will always be in pursuit of love because that's what we want. But being in love, come on, now, that's happened one time in my lifetime. One time. You know, and when it happens again, you know, You fight for it. You know, you hold it together. You. I just pray it's mutual. You know, I pray, like I told you, that's my one prayer I send to God every night. When who's for me is shown and we at that altar and we getting married, I pray when I say I do, you mean I do just as much as I do. Because I might be like, I do, and I don't want nobody else, and I might go off on a whole rant as soon as he say I do. My wife gonna tell me, shut up, I done said too many words. You done said too much, babe. He just said, say I do. I do, I ain't never leaving, never going back. Who won't smoke? Any exes in the audience, come see me. I might say too much. You know what I'm saying? But it's on her. My wife gonna have to chill me out. You know, but the idea of being in love is so watered down, so run over. It's a beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing on the planet, in my opinion. Because your time feels different, right? Your days feel different. Your accomplishments seem a little more, you're a little more proud of every accomplishment. Your self-esteem is through the roof, right? But it's only when you in love with the right person. It's only when the right person is in love with you, when it's done correctly. Oh my goodness. It's the reason all this shit is going on today. It's the reason I got this podcast. It's the reason I'm in the cocktail awesome. I just want to get this off my chest real quick. It's the reason I'm doing all that, right? Because I want other people to know that being in love is just not something you take for granted. Being in love ain't a quick meal. This shit is not 30 seconds, warm it up. You got to prep for this. You got to grocery shop for this. You got to put the work in. Put the self-work in. You got to heal. You got to grow. You got to do all these things just to be ready for the person God wants you to be in love with. You understand what I'm saying? And if you're not putting in that self-work, okay, today's the day. Today's the day you start. Me and my boys started this 75 hard challenge. And goddamn, it's hard. Drinking the water is the hardest part for me. That's a gallon of water a day. It's fucking difficult. But let me tell you something. If I want to look how I want to look, if I want to feel how I want to feel, if I if I want love the way I say I do, there is no amount of work I will not put in. You understand what I'm saying? If I want a daughter as bad as I say I want a daughter, there is no amount of self-development that I will peak at. There is nothing I will stop. Right? I'm going to keep going because I know what I want. I know what my end goal is. I'm going to be honest with y'all, about as honest as I've ever been on this podcast. If my life does not contain genuine love, I will be completely and utterly unfulfilled by the time God take me off this planet. I don't want to be Drake. I don't want to be Chris Brown. I want genuine love. I want whatever Denzel and his wife got. I want genuine love where we've learned each other. We know it's hard, but we still try for each other. I want to be in love. Let's stop saying we in love when you just love a person. And it's okay to love a person. But being in love is healthy. A healthy love is the greatest thing on the planet. Right? So let's go out and seek that. Let's change what we're looking for. You don't want to just love. You don't want somebody to love you. Because that's all it is. That's all social media is portrayed. You just want somebody to love you enough to make big dumbass purchases. Right? You want fucking 20,000 roses. Who? What you going to do with 20,000 roses? But let me tell you something. If a man is in love with you enough, he will make them big dumbass purchases. Trust me, I know. You know? But less about you being loved. Love yourself. Give love. Learn to love others. Right? So you can be in love and that person can be in love with you. And everything gonna work how it's supposed to work. Everything will go how it's supposed to go. I love you. Right? If nobody told you lately, I love you. Huh? And if you need to hear it, you need to know you're beautiful, baby, you're beautiful. If you need to know you can do it, you can do it. You are this close. Whatever it is, you're this close. Right? Because you came this far already, you can do it. I love you. Go out and find love. Go out and be happy. I'm out here trying to get my feet wet and dating again. You know, it's been a long, long time, but I believe I've closed a lot of doors, so I'm able to do that. I'm able to do just that. This is a brand new period in my life. I have nothing. Nothing. Not clothes, not shoes, nothing from when I was depressed. I have nothing. Everything's different. It's a brand new me. Y'all better watch out because Dimitri on the loose. Huh? Miss Wiley, if you out there, just know I'm looking for you in the daytime with a flashlight. Love at first sight type shit, girl. And if it ain't first sight, I'm going to look again. Hey, listen, y'all be beautiful. Y'all be blessed. There's so much more coming soon. New merch drop coming this week. We re-ing up. Then a new line coming out this week. Just stay as lovely as you've always been. Y'all keep loving out there. And Grandma, I love you. And peace out.